Zechariah chapter 9. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach, and Damascus its resting place. For the Lord has an eye on mankind, and on all the tribes of Israel, and Hamath also, which borders on it, and Tyre and Sidon, for it is very wise. And Tyre built itself a fortification, and it heaped up silver like dust, and fine gold like the mud of the streets. The Lord will take possession of it, and cast its wealth into the sea, and it will be consumed by fire. And Ashkelon will see and be afraid, and Gaza will tremble greatly, and Ekron, for its expectation, will be put to shame. And Gaza will lose its kingship, and Ashkelon will not be inhabited. And he who is of mixed race will dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. And I will remove their blood sacrifices from their mouth, and their abominations from between their teeth. And he who remains will also belong to our God, and will be like a chief in Judah, and Ekron will be as the Jebusite. And I will encamp my house at its station, preventing anyone from passing through or returning, and the taskmaster will no longer pass through against them, for now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout out, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and saved. He is lowly and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the bow of war will be cut off. And he will speak peace to the Gentiles, and his dominion will be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you too, by the blood of your covenant, I have released your captives from the pit which had no water in it. O captives of hope, return to the fortress, for this very day I declare that I will restore double to you. For I have drawn Judah as my bow, and I have filled it with Ephraim. And I have awakened your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece. And I have made you like a warrior's sword. And the Lord will be seen against them, and his arrow will go out like lightning. And my Lord the Lord will sound the ram's horn, and he will go out in the tempests of the south. The Lord of hosts will protect them, and they will consume and subdue the sling stones. And they will drink and be boisterous as with wine, and they will be full like a sacrificial bowl, and as the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God will save them on that day, as the flock of his people, for the gemstones of the diadem will be lifted up, as an ensign over his land. For how great is his goodness and his beauty! Corn will make the youths flourish, and new wine the virgins.